You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The Incredible Sarah Montague and the Dog Show coming up. There's a treat. We're going to go to Washington very briefly. So after being caught in a political hammerlock over opposition to extending those 5% payroll tax cuts last year, the Republicans on Capitol Hill have suddenly decided to jump on board. That's right, bipartisanship on the payroll tax cuts. Is that the deal? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick.
Well, there seems to be bipartisanship on how to pay for it, John, which is to not pay for it. That's the part Republicans have relented on. Last year, John, as you said, everybody pays 6.4% payroll tax. That money goes to finance Social Security. Congress and the president cut that down to 4.2%. That means about $1,000 for each of us that earns a regular paycheck. There's been a fight over whether and how to extend that cut. Now, Republicans have been saying that tax cut for the middle class has to be paid for. Last night, they relented on that position. Now they say we'll pass it without paying for it so they can avoid another fight like they had before Christmas, which was politically bruising for them. I'd like to say that means this whole fight is over, but it doesn't mean that, unfortunately.
All right, Todd Zwillick. When in doubt, the Republicans say just go into more debt. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on a possible compromise associated with those payroll tax cut extensions. The Republicans seem to be on board. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.